You're listening to SBS News.
The environment, equity and discrimination, and mental health are among the top concerns for young people in Australia. More than 18,000 people responded to Mission Australia's 21st Youth Survey. It asked people aged between 15 and 19 about key issues in their personal lives, as well as what they saw as the most important issues facing the country. Mission Australia CEO Sharon Callista says the survey provides a springboard for discussion of the issues faced by young people.
Number one, the environment, far and away above the other two big issues. And 51% of respondents said that the environment was number one issue. That is skyrocketing. Back in 2020, less than 30% of young people said that that was one of the most important issues.
She says young people are experiencing environmental changes firsthand.
We're just seeing so much right around Australia and the world, whether it's catastrophic storms, whether it's floods, bushfires, climate change issues in general, pollution. It is an absolutely crucial issue for the young people. And they're not just speaking out in our survey as well. They're speaking out. Their voices are being heard loud and clear. There's protests, not just here in Australia as well, overseas. They're demanding action and they want to see action right now.
A quarter of respondents say they're extremely or very concerned about climate change. Gabrielle Dewsbury, a survey respondent, says she shares that sentiment and wants more action on the climate.
More action from those in power would ease, I guess, sort of the climate anxiety that we're seeing in a lot of young people, because over the past few years, we felt very much like those in power don't really see the issue as their problem. And it's these decades of inaction which are going to be handed on to, you know, my generation, the generations to come, to really deal with that.
Equity and discrimination and mental health were the next two important issues highlighted, which Ms. Callista says is having a huge impact on those transitioning to adulthood.
One in four of the young people stated that over the past year, that experienced unfair treatment and discrimination based on race, gender and cultural backgrounds. That's really, really concerning. And in terms of mental health, one in four of the young people stated that they felt lonely most or all of the time. A number even higher than that had experienced psychological stress in the last couple of years.
The Australian Youth Affairs Coalition, an advocacy group, says it's concerned that half of the respondents say they feel pessimistic about the future. Spokeswoman Justine Landers-Hanley says adolescents should not have to carry the burden of these concerns.
Can we really blame young people for not feeling hopeful about the future when we look at the state of the world that they are inheriting? They are inheriting a climate emergency. We have rising cost of living concerns. Houses are becoming just increasingly unaffordable to the point where a lot of young people just don't think that they're ever going to be able to purchase a house in their lifetime or own their own home.
She also says while it's important that the thoughts and concerns of young people are being captured, action is needed.
Really now is on governments and other community members to respond to these findings and do something to address the reality that young people are facing.
Among the more personal challenges mentioned by respondents are financial stress and housing instability. One in 10 young people has worried about having a safe place to stay within the last year, while one in 20 says they struggle to pay bills or has sought financial support from those close to them. Ms. Callista says these issues are affecting far too many young people.
Young people between 15 and 19 should not be having to deal with issues like that in a country like Australia. And that's where we want to see a lot of focus. And Mission Australia will use this information also to help us in terms of our service delivery and supports that we can get, as well as having governments and other organisations really paying attention to the information.
20-year-old Gabrielle Dewsbury says the current cost of living pressures are greatly affecting those around her.
Fuel is so expensive and it's so expensive to get nutritional value on your dinner plate. I think that's definitely seen. A lot of young people have seen that through their families, but also young people who are trying to fend for themselves. I can definitely see how that's really dimmed their expectations of the future.
This year's survey has also asked its respondents what they think can be done to address some of the issues. Ms. Callista says answers included increasing mental health and wellbeing support in schools and improving access to support services.
Young people have got great ideas, great insights, and they want to be heard and they want to be able to shape the future, whether that's in policy making, in decisions, in advocacy, whether it's for people providing care and support services, knowing and understanding what they want and need.
Ms. Dewsbury, who is currently undertaking a university degree in health, says she's pleased to see that mental health discussions have come to the forefront, and she's feeling positive about the path ahead despite the challenges.
All these huge issues that our generation is currently walking into. But in saying that, I think we have an incredibly resilient generation who are very well connected both online and are starting to reconnect face-to-face after the pandemic. And I think that just seeing the survey results shows how switched on these young people are and how ready that they are to tackle these issues.
Ms. Callista says that there is something to celebrate, with many of the young people saying they feel supported within their studies and work. And just under half of those surveyed are feeling positive about their futures. Ms. Landis-Hanley says the younger generation is showing how they can withstand adversity and bounce back from challenges.
That hope really speaks to their resilience and their desire and passion to build a better future, and the fact that they think that they can still build a better future. And I think we really need to hold on to that.
Samantha Bediak-Brooks, SBS News.